As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Tune in to WGXC on Saturdays and late nights after midnight for radio art, radio theater, sound art, experimental composition, free jazz, noise, and other experimental works. WGXC 90.7 Akron and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henry Lowengard of Kingston, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Superintendent Kirk Reinhart said Socrates High School teacher Hope Antonelli is being reassigned pending the outcome of an investigation into an assignment she gave students last week that was viewed by members of the community as racist. Reinhart said in a statement posted on the Socrates School website, and I quote, "The district is investigating allegations of an inappropriate journaling assignment at the high school level," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "The district takes allegations of this nature very seriously and wishes to emphasize that there are existing procedures under its Dignity for All Students Act policy or to bring to the district's attention any issues of this nature." Reinhart's statement does not provide specifics, such as where Antonelli was reassigned, or explain the nature of her current responsibilities. On Tuesday, Socrates Town Board member John Schoonmaker, two candidates for town board, and some parents demand that Antonelli be fired for structuring a writing exercise around the idea that George Floyd's death was not caused by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's actions. Antonelli asserted instead that Floyd died from a heart attack and drug overdose. Reinhart said he could not discuss whether Antonelli might be fired because of the controversy or how difficult it might be to terminate the employment of a tenured union member of the faculty, other than to say, and I quote, "I am sure there is due process and protocol," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Jacobs and Julie Grace Brufick are reporting for the New York Post. House Republicans approved U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik to the GOP's number 3 leadership position May 14, officially replacing U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, who was forced out earlier this week. Stefanik landed the position on a vote of 134-46 tally after receiving an endorsement from former President Donald Trump and without a serious challenger. Speaking to reporters following her win, Stefanik thanked the former president, and I quote, for his support, end quote. She added, and I quote, Trump is a critical part of our Republican team, end quote. She said before going on to thank, and I quote, the voters of New York's 21st Congressional District, whom I'm honored to represent each and every day, end quote. While she received prominent endorsements, a good number of conservatives expressed concerns about Stefanik's voting record, which was more moderate than her predecessors, arguing it could hinder her ability to speak for the conference. Read the full story in the New York Post. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Chatham School District on May 18th will be asked to approve a $33 million spending plan for the 2021-22 school year. The proposal includes a 1.76% increase in the tax levy. There are no special propositions on the ballot this year. Voters will be asked to choose two new members of the school board. The three candidates running are Denise Barry and incumbents Beth Hoover and Christopher Spencer. Spencer is the father of three and has lived in Chatham for 6 years. He owns an architectural firm with offices in the Hudson Valley and New York City. He was elected to the school board in 2020 and has served as board president. He is also a member of the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals. Hoover is seeking a third term on the board. She is a mother and a grandmother and is currently employed as a realtor. Hoover was formerly a teacher for 35 years. Barry is a Chatham High School graduate. She was employed as a special education teacher for 40 years in the Hudson and Albany City School Districts and had a separate 30-year career as a teacher and administrator in local prisons. She currently serves on the boards of Coric and Catholic Charities. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 45. And on Sunday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 46 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of David Gorin of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Here is 2021 music from Food Man. The song is called Hoshikuzo Tenbudai.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1. Here is Hudson's Buchan Gase performing with So Percussion that works out of Bard College sometimes, often. This release came out this year. It's called A Record Of from 2021, and this is the full version of Diazepam. From Buchan Gase and So Percussion on the radio at WGXC. 2021 music from Buick and Gase from Hudson, there with the song Diazepam on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
8.
Here's new music from Jim O'Rourke and Elliot Sharp. The album out in 2021 is called Sakuraza, and this song is called Cola Super Deep Borehole. From Jim O'Rourke and Elliot Sharp on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Here is a 2021 album from Cass McCombs. The album's called Tip of the Spear, and this song is not the Mojo Nixon song Root Hog or Die, but this is Root Hog or Die by Cass McCombs.
Stakes is high. Number 6. Streams of tears run through trails of unseen landscapes. Soulless water never seems to dance like ballerinas. Raindrops of a thousand needles pierce skin, a punctured heart. A collapsed wall amounts to, I don't give a damn. Talking plants hug resilient vessels.
That was James Brandon Lewis with the song Fallen Flowers from his Jessup Wagon album out in 2021. Lewis is the composer and plays tenor sax on the record, with Kirk Knuff on cornet, the legendary William Parker on bass, Chris Hoffman on cello, and Chad Taylor on drums.
Number five.
Thank you.
That was the Flow Trio with the song Glistening. The Flow Trio is Louis Belaginas, Joe Morris, and Rashid Baker. And they were joined there by Poughkeepsie's own Joe McPhee on a song from the 2021 album Winter Garden.
Number.
Brand new music there from Mouse on Mars. The album's AAI, and the song was Go Tick there on the radio at WGXC.
Number 3. Thank you.
Oslo. That was pianist Jonas Cambian and his Jonas Cambian Trio with the song 1 Million Happy Locusts from the album Nature Hath Painted the Body, which is a quote from the 1653 book The Complete Angler by Isaac Walton.
Number two. Thank you.
That was music from harpist Zena Parkins, on reeds Met Rasmussen, and on drums Ryan Sawyer, with the song Melts in the Surface from the 2021 album Glass Triangle, on the radio at WGXC.
Number one.
From the 2021 album God's Pee at State's End, from Godspeed You Black Emperor, this is Government Came.
I've always tried to be a pretty good guy, and I'm just not going to be treated like it.
Much wrong with your dad. I know when I was just a boy, some stuff started. When the government came in, killed a couple, and the rest of them pissed themselves, went to the house, and nothing else happened.